Yeah, it's disappointing. You know, it's uncharacteristic game for us on offense. I think we, just as a team, we way too many penalties. Got into a rhythm there in the second half. Really second quarter, second half, moved the ball well, spread them out, did some good things. But, you know, field position and penalties hurt us tonight. Well, you got to give, their crowd some credit. They were loud tonight. We had a couple back-to-back penalties on the one-yard line there because of the noise. And I'm screaming as loud as I can at times. And it's very uncharacteristic, though, for our guys to have that many penalties.
Aaron, can you take us to that last drive? What you guys are trying to do?
Yeah, just trying to get in field goal range. And, fortunately, I had a call which under those circumstances, it's tough, not a great throwaway option. I felt like I got it in Donald's vicinity, although he never looked back for the ball. Needless to say, we were going to have a 3rd and 7 probably, and with a good chance of converting the way we were moving the ball. And unfortunately, we had a turnover.
Talking to James Jones, he's kind of beating himself up in the locker room. Do you kind of feel for him and the team as far as the penalties and everything?
Well, I don't feel bad about the penalties. I mean, that's not the way we play. I mean, that's disappointing. We're not that team that, we took points off the board. And when you do that, we took points off the board, and then we, took big plays off the board as well. I think it was 10-7. I hit JerMichael for a touchdown. I called him back for a holding. We missed, and we got the field goal blocked. I mean, that's a big change in points there, and when you lose by 3 points, you got to point to plays like that. Unfortunately, that's what hurt us tonight.
Aaron, do you feel this team is better than this, that you learn from it? Where is this team going to go from here?
Well, we're going to look at the film, and we got a short week, and Detroit's coming to our place, and we need to get a win. So I'm not worried about the resolve of this team, but I'm disappointed that we didn't play as well as we're capable of playing, especially in the penalty department.
Did it surprise you a little bit the way you guys played with, as far as the penalties and a little bit of the sloppiness out there? Did it surprise you at all?
Yeah, that's just uncharacteristic of our football team. We're a disciplined football team. We did some good things. I don't think I got sacked tonight. We moved the ball pretty efficiently at times, but it's tough to convert 1st and 20s and. When you're moving yourself back on false start penalties and taking big plays off the board because of penalties, it's just tough. It's tough to convert those third downs, and especially with the style of defense they want to play. If you're giving them opportunities to play that bend but don't break Tampa 2, it's tough to convert those long yard situations.
Ahmed, just before the touchdown, there's the roughing call. Were you shaken up there, or were you just cramped up? Looked like you're kind of.
Well, a combination of a little cramped up and hurting a little bit. He kind of caught me. I wasn't able to turn as much as I was going down and land on my shoulder a little bit. But the cramping was a little more, the issue than my shoulder.
Had you shaken all that stuff off before that run then?
Well, thankfully our training staff came out and I got a quick little calf massage and some fluids. But it was a tough, a lot of plays tonight on offense, and we were able to get that one in. I felt great, 17-14 with I think 6.5 left, and just unfortunately couldn't close that game out.
This team was obviously sort of a trendy pick this summer in terms of Super Bowl odds. Do you think that can have an impact on pressure team fields or expectations and manifest itself?
I hope not. We're still a young team, but. When you get into the grind of the week-to-week schedule, I'm hopeful that like myself, the focus is solely on the opponent at hand, not the expectations or the experts' picks, how they say we're going to do that week. So I can only speak from myself, and that's training camp talk for the most part, and we're focused on our opponent week-to-week and their preparation.